net?
What is it?
Yeah, because the taxpayer, the income is distributed so far that there's no, that the rate is very close.
Now here, he's going to have to come out with that. Started down somewhere. This way is not fair. The difference is this time we have far greater production capacity, efficiency, far than we have here. This is not going to be fair.
Well, now, here's the thing, though, that no one knows how to answer. When this thing becomes an actual struggle in Washington between government and the thrust of economic forces, let's say just plain supply and demand. Now, then what's going to happen? That's, as a matter of fact, my old friend who invested what capital I had for me, he said, I'd like to see you. He said, just because in your case, he said, you're working, you don't need the income, you've got more to lose than the gains, I see. Now, he said, I think that you're going to find this market continues to go up until late August. He said, that's his own personal opinion.
Could be.
He said, I don't say there's any reason, except this, that people actually believe that when it comes to the showdown, that the money will be poured out of Washington so fast and into the hand. He said, you will find that today. People who are bound to spend it instantly. And so he said, as I see it, he said, it's going to they can get out the place that'll be you, no matter what's the excuse.
Well, I think that's a reasonable possibility. I mean, there are two approaches to that. First of all, what have they done so far?
Mm-hmm.
Here's this line here. This is the deficit during the war. Mm-hmm. Up here. Since the war, and actually, there hasn't been that economic pressure that you mentioned since the war. Also, no matter what Mr. Truman's policies have been, we have actually been invoking economies even the last 2 years. That still doesn't answer your question. I think this is the answer to it. That economy, such as ours, is based upon, such as anyone who owns common stocks, is owning those shares in our particular economy because of the participation in the net earning capacity of those corporations.
Yeah.
Or the going, living thing,
yeah,
in which they are participating. The theory of buying securities because of a inflated economy or the devaluing of the dollar is buying them for an entirely different purpose. That is exchanging currency for the ownership of things, the physical ownership, two entirely different motives. One is to participate in a constructive thing, which we are doing today. In other words, people buy shares today because of earnings, because they have more earnings after taxes, and that's why they buy the shares. Now, the other reason for buying is just the absolute opposite, and you buy an entirely different type of security at that time. You first get out of the period of good business, good earnings, before there is the incentive to buy as an escape.
That's right.
And today, obviously, if we went into a program of pouring money in, that is just going to cut the heart right out of the earning power of the corporation. They might have a flurry for the moment, but there's just as they will have a flurry, there's no question that same pressure is going to put enormous taxes on those corporations.
Except, of course, it'll be more. It's got a deficit spending. It'll be clothing of every kind, certificate of bonds.
That's right. But you see, they will, even if they do that, suppose that you have a flurry of business and they tax the heart out of it.
Well, as a matter of course, then that theory of in times of depression, you lower taxes. Then that come in and you just have more and more deficit spending. And so I don't know, I should think.
You see that there, if we do have a depression, we wouldn't have high stock prices. In other words, the theory is, if the contention is, that we can't have a depression because of the government spending. All right. If following that contention out, in other words, it's just by squandering money that you can hold the thing up, that by very nature will cut the value of owning shares in our sound economy.
Because that income dollar means more and less and less to them.
Because and they are going to have to pay a heavier and heavier.
And the even if they don't do it down.
That's right. Now, if it should be carried to the extreme, such as let's say it was in France, Germany, then you wouldn't buy stock in a company that was earning money. You'd buy it in a company that owned assets. Because it would be a method of transforming your dollars into things. But this market isn't that kind of a market. This is a market based upon the belief in good business. And these shares are selling here. Furthermore, this market, of course, is a very phony market. There are 30 shares, 30 companies that make up the Dow Jones Average. They are selling close to the high of 1946. There are 18.
I think yesterday you said they broke through to that.
No.
Oh,
I'm still below. They infer that.
Oh.
And it didn't. They got. They're still a little below 1946. But there are 1,800 shares in the New York Stock Exchange, not 30. That's our economy.
Yeah.
And they're selling 25% below where they sold in 1946. So that the inference is from taking a Dow Jones average of 30 stocks that are hold all the stock markets. Well, yeah, what it is. It's made a recovery of about half the break from 46 to 49.
That was the point on this.
Yeah. On this, how you can spend yourself your way into corporate profit.
That's right. You can't talk. You can't spend yourself into good business.
And good corporate is sound position. You can't spend yourself into keeping people from starving.
This is what I think. To follow out this, the theory on the other side. I mean, or put it this way, an alternative possibility that you spend, let's say, the economy breaks. All right, there's no question. The economy as we have it, you cannot support that kind of thing forever. Free enterprise, as it's called. But you pick up the pieces and start again, and where are you if you don't have some equities, let's say? If you own nothing of the United States, and you have only dollar in value, and you're broke.
You'll be able to buy those equities. I've got a very interesting book that I've sent you. It's called The Madness of the Crowd. Published by Barney Baruch in 1932. It was originally issued many years ago, and it covers these cycles of madness that people go into, and they always have some theory that is going to carry it to the moon. And of course, the laws of supply always begin to operate. In other words, the crash that you have, you'll have a loss of confidence, no desire to own the shares, and the people will throw them away. Witness the fact that in 1937, as recently as that, people don't realize that the price declined 50% in a matter of 4 months. In 1929 to 32, they declined not on the best companies, they declined, the average of the best companies declined 90% for every dollar you had.
If you were
left.